So, Mr. Gibbons, how bad is the field?
Hey, real quick, though, that's old Barker up there.
Gibby, what are we doing, man? How's it going?
That's that good old Southern accent, bro.
I'm going to have to get simultaneous translation here if you guys go at it.
They're never going to understand this conversation.
Jeez.
Hey, JB, no, the field doesn't look too good right now. It's cold out there, but what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Good thing you're the manager. And
that's right. The dugout's still warm.
That's right.
But there will, the weather is good enough that the field may not be good, but they'll be able to play. You'll be able to get a game in, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody said anything different. You know, it's just not ideal, but, you know, we're here. We don't come back. You know, we're almost forced to get it in. So it's a little touchy, that's for sure. Mm.
Hey, John, tell us about the news on Casey Janssen.
Well, all it is, you know, he just didn't feel right. I mean, it's not really a setback. So what he's going to do, he's going to take a few days off. Just play catch, but he's not going to throw a side until we get back to like Toronto, the beginning of next week, middle of next week. But his arm feels fine. He just feels a little discomfort still in his oblique area. But it's really not a setback. Maybe he's just rushing a little bit too quick.
Hey, Gibby, how about Adam Lind? How's he looking?
Well, he's moving around a little bit better today too. But you know what? Hopefully by the next couple of days he's good to go. Other we might have to consider possibly a DL, but. Yeah, because we can't be too shorthand for too long. But, there's definitely been some progress today. But, I mean, it's something he's battled the last couple of years. And, he may battle this on and off, the rest of his career. But, he's playing so good for us right now, we can't really afford to lose him.
And he won't be you won't use him today in either game?
No, I wouldn't think so, no. Definitely not this first one, no.
John Gibbons joins us in Baseball Central with Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. John, you've got a decision to make with Jose Reyes due to join the team. At least we expect him to join the team in Cleveland. Are you leaning one way or another with a move you might make in order to get him back on the roster?
Well, Jeff, it's going to come down to today too. It's not ideal conditions, but we're going to look at the middle infield play and make a decision. But originally we talked about Jose was definitely going to be there tomorrow night. We've heard that the weather in Cleveland might be even worse, and with the night game and the 2 day games, we've changed our thinking a little bit that maybe just get him there for the 2 day games on the weekend. Maybe skip tomorrow night. I think that would be smart. Simply what he's coming off of, we really can't afford to have a setback with him either. Everything's good right now. He feels 100%. But it would just make perfect sense probably to. And we don't want playing a night game and a day game with two games within 24 hours might not be the smartest thing either.
Mm. Right, Gibby. Sticking with defense, how impressed are you with the way your defense has been playing? I know coming out of spring training, you could have never imagined that your team would be this good defensively.
Well, Mark, I tell you what, they've been a key to us winning games, that's for sure. And, that was kind of an Achilles heel for us last year was our defensive play, especially, early in the season. But, if you realistically look at it, this is kind of the team we envisioned last year, going into last year. Brett was out early, and, Brett's as good as any third baseman in baseball. And Jose went down early last year and Kawasaki picked up, but he wasn't Reyes' shortstop, but did a nice job. And then we're just kind of, we're scrambling last year, who's going to be the second baseman? That's where we had a lot of problems. But now, Goins is over there. Diaz is playing those other spots, even with Reyes out now and with Lori. So it's kind of what we envisioned last year. And I don't want to say, and I really can't honestly say it's a big surprise because we know these guys are pretty good, but we've been really good so far this year.
Right.
John, you could say that, and I don't know if people thought we'd be saying it this early in the year, but to me, other than your bullpen, your defense has been the one consistent strength. I mean, you've had some good starting pitching, some so-so starting pitching, hitting's coming around, but right from day one, defense has pretty much been there along with the bullpen.
Oh, yeah. JB, what? I mean, that's the one thing you can control. You can't control some of the other things. I mean, where a guy hits a ball and things like that, but you can control how you play defense. And, we got some pretty talented guys out there, too, so that makes a big difference. But it was an area, we felt going into the season, if we didn't improve there, we're in big trouble. And so far they've done that. But we've got the talent to do it, too, that's for sure. But it's definitely been the most consistent part of our season.
Right. Hey, Gibby, how important has Mark Burley been to you not only on the field but off the field?
Well, I tell you what, Bark, yeah, he's kind of like you, Bark, in a lot of ways. You know, he's just a hard-nosed guy that, sure, you know, lays it out on the field every day, and good, bad, or ugly, it doesn't matter. And, you know, I've said over and over, you know, if you had 25 of Burleys, you'd be in pretty damn good shape. So, but, you know, he's a throwback. You know, he just shows up and does his job. You know, no excuses, nothing like that. You know, he lays it on the field every night, and you know it. But you look at his career, what he's done in his career. He's been one of the top pitchers out there for, you know, a number of years. So it's he's getting a little older now. But you know what? He's still as effective as he ever was. And right. Put it this way: you look forward to the days he's going to pitch because you know what kind of effort you're going to get. And if he's on, I mean, he can shut some pretty good teams down.
Mm-hmm. John Gibbons joins us on Baseball Central with Kevin Barker and Jeff Blair. John, why do Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion hit so well in that ballpark? It's got to be something besides the Twins pitching and their approach to them. Is there something about that park? Because Jose just looks so comfortable there. It looks like it's just one long batting practice for him.
Yeah, you're right. You know, he's always played well here. You know, Jeff, there's some way things work in this game. I don't know what it is, but, you know, against certain pitchers, it all comes down to confidence, I think. You know, when there's certain pitchers you might own in the game, I don't care how good they are. There might be certain guys that give you trouble. I don't care how bad they are, you know. So I think a lot of it's the approach you take during the game. If you're confident that night and whatever it is, I'm sure they recognize that they've had a lot of success here, so they're feeling good going into the game. And there's certain teams you struggle against regardless of how good you are and vice versa, you know. So it's really hard to say, but I think the number one thing is anytime you're confident in this game, you know, you got that much better shot. And those two here are definitely confident.
Do you have any idea how Ari Dickey's knuckleball is going to work in this weather? I mean, well, you really don't have any idea how R.A. Dickey's knuckleball is going to be any day, do you, to be quite honest?
No, yeah, Jeff, you really don't. And, you know, the cold weather, I mean, it's such a field pitch. You know, we're not sure, but we've got plenty of guys down that pen that, you know, if he's off early we got some guys we can go to. I was talking to Josh Tolley, and he said he pitched a game in Buffalo a few years ago, I guess before he first originally made it in New York. And he said it was a cold, raw day, and I think he said he gave a leadoff hit and then retired 27 straight. Now, I don't know if Tolley was, you know, jerking my chain or what, but, you know, hopefully we get one of those again tonight.
Hey, speaking of field pitchers, one of the things I really wanted to ask you, Kevin and I talked about this yesterday, and Greg Zahn mentioned it during the last telecast. Brandon Morrow starting, were you happy with the number of fastballs he threw in that last start, and was that a product of the game plan, or, you know, because the old story, right? Cold weather, if you're having problems with your field pitches, well, you know, throw some fastballs.
Well, that's what happened. He really couldn't get a feel of a breaking ball, you know. So, you know, he was relying on his fastball, and I mean, he threw a number of breaking balls, but it just wasn't there. And I think a big part of that does have to do with the weather. You know, we encourage him maybe get a little pine tar. That seems to be the rage nowadays. But
you can't say that.
It's pretty smart to me. If you can't get something over the plate, you know, I mean, you just got to go with what you got. And the key was he struggled the other night, but the key was he kept us in the game. Only ended up giving up two runs, and that was a big thing. And it gave us a chance to come back and win that game. So I mean, but I do think a big part of that had to do with the weather.
Tonight, Dustin McGowan's throwing. Is there going to be a close watch just by the weather and because he's been hurt the last couple of years? So is there going to be it's going to be a little closer, you know, may pull him early or how's he looking?
Well, I mean, you know, he's coming off that real good start in Baltimore. And, I mean, even going into the season, he's one guy we're going to monitor, especially early on. But I'm looking forward to seeing him. I mean, he had a good strong outing in Baltimore, threw a lot of pitches for him. So we'll kind of early on, we should know. But, I mean, regardless of the conditions here, I mean, he's one of those guys, especially the first half of the season, we'll keep an eye on anyway.
Uh-huh. Hey, Gibby, I have one more question. You know, the goal in the big leagues is always to win. And I always wonder why you never played me as much or more. I always wanted to ask you that question. Now I have the shot.
Hey, Mark, remember one thing. We all have bosses.
Yeah, blame it on those guys.
The answer is...
Mark, you know what? You're probably right. You know, if we had played you more, we probably would have won
probably
more
so
games. I have a hard time arguing against that.
Good answer.
A political answer from the always politically correct John Gibbons. Hey, John, listen, we appreciate you doing this today. Go get him, stay warm, and safe travels to Cleveland.
Yeah, thanks, Gibby.
All right, man. Enjoyed it.